Station, Red Dragon FM. It's Cam and Sally at breakfast Tuesday morning. And all right, I've done this once before, but I'm going to do it again. David, do you have a Karen?
What's a Karen?
I'll tell you exactly what's a Karen. We've got David Tennant on the show this morning.
Now, you were recently named favourite Doctor by readers of Doctor Who Adventures by an enormous 86% of the vote. Huge.
Right, oh, wow, that's very nice.
Who was your favourite Doctor Who?
I think there's something to be said for the one you first experience, isn't there? And for me, that would be Tom Baker.
I'm with you on that one. I love
it. So it was Tom Baker and then into Peter Davison for me. They would be the two that I grew up with and sort of imprinted on.
Okay.
But I think they're all good. I have to be honest, and they're all good. And it's one of those parts, it can be anything. I think a decent actor can make it their own very quickly, and as I'm sure Matt will, and I'm sure in 2 years' time, when they do the Best Doctor poll again, he'll be ahead by a huge margin. That's just the way of the world.
Well, we'll wait and see, shall we? Have you ever met Tom Baker?
Do you know, the only time I met Tom Baker is when I was very young.
Right.
And he was in John Mingus in Glasgow, and he signed my book.
Oh. Have you still got it?
Somewhere, but I'd have to really root it out. But I think I do, yeah. There was a poster in the middle of this book that then hung on my wall for a year. So it's all along the creases of the poster, it's all falling apart, but it's still there somewhere.
I bet if you search for that book, you'll find the phone with the with the ringtone that I want on it.
Yes, probably. I'll get back to you. Yeah.
Can I ask, what was the reasoning behind you not playing the Doctor with your Scottish accent?
That's a question for Russell T Davies, really. That was one that that was how he always wanted it. And I didn't really think to query him. I'd just done Casanova with him, and that's how Casanova spoke. So I was quite happy to do it like that. But it's funny, you make a choice like that, and it you get quizzed about it for years, and I've never really had a very good answer. It's just that's the way we decided to do it. So,
and of course, I think in the comic relief sketch that you did with Catherine Tate, it was called that you had to use that accent for a lot of the content, which we just watched that the other day on YouTube.
Right.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yes, it was good.
Absolutely,
wasn't it?
Fantastic. I mean, yes. How hard is it to work with Catherine Tate?
She's very funny, Catherine, when she wants to be, but when she's on set, she's very serious about it. But actually, doing that sketch was in front of a live studio audience, so I was simply terrified.
Oh, God,
you know, because she does all that bit so quick, you know, look at my face, and you have to have all these interjections, which you've got to get right to not, you know, break up the rhythm. So I was just, it was a white knuckle ride, really, but I'm very pleased to have done it.
It was comedy genius. It's Cam and Sally at breakfast, South Wales' number one hit music station, Red Dragon FM. We'll carry on talking to David Tennant very soon. Can you stay?